Welcome to Project Mysteries, motherfuckers!
Give us the facts now.
The Earth is spinning so fast, with spinning 1,000 miles an hour. Why can't I hear my radio when I travel out in the ocean?
Why don't the Great Lakes have time?
They don't.
Look it up.
I'm in a group of gay dads.
Yeah, nukes aren't real.
Then we got Red here.
Howdy.
Rabbly dabbly, what's up, dog?
Bro, what? Hey, prove it to me. Hey, at this point, I was believing it.
I'm not a gay dad.
Hey, TLC match right now.
Bruh.
What are you talking about? We're talking about.
What?
You're not an American.
I thought you were
No, he didn't. I heard like probably two or three.
I told you more. I told you the Coriolis effect. I told you the engineers, the airplanes.
I just like to argue, to be honest.
Yeah, that's all he does. That's why he's like.
I'm not even arguing.
And, well, hold on. The reason why with
blue balls are real. Blue balls are real.
They're real.
I don't want to hear.
What did he just say?
Oh shit!
Peace out, Girl Scout.
Give me an example.
Have you been to Spain?
Don't use Google.
Go Google.
Bro, you're using Google.
And we're back.
Watch out.
Go ahead.
Welcome, to Project Mystery, motherfuckers.
Do you see that?
I see that.
That's how loud he's talking.
He's been clipping. He's clipping that shit.
Well, he didn't give me a fucking harmonica.
It's clickbait.
Clickbait.
Oh man. Oh, you're bad. Bad jokes.
Hey, silence your cell phones.
All right. Anyways, yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? The Project Mystery Podcast has been like 100 years. That's actually.
It's a year. It's been like 4 months.
Has it really been 4 months?
No, it's January.
Holy shit!
For real?
What? No, we did.
Oh yeah. We did.
We've done them, but we've never uploaded them.
Yeah.
But our 1 year anniversary.
When did we start?
It was like around.
I don't know.
No, I think it was in November. It was in November.
During the pandemic?
It was in November. It was in November.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, shit.
It was in November.
Oh, shit.
Was it November?
Yes.
Oh, last year?
It's whenever there was like barely like 5 cases in the U.S. at the time.
Wait, so have we been doing it more than a year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it has
been.
Yeah.
Before COVID was a thing.
For real? Uh-huh. How come we never had a 1 year special?
Well, maybe because people, you know, some people like you, you know.
Maybe it's because
I want to hear this. I want to hear
we ran out of power and we didn't have any AA batteries to, like.
Yeah.
Well, we did do a few. We did two. We did two within the past two months. Uh-huh. We did two in the past 2 months.
I think it was three.
But basically, every weekend, it was always, hey, let's do the pod today. Are we going to do the pod today? Hell nah. Let's get on ARC.
What?
No, it hasn't.
No, you were the one that didn't want to.
I didn't want to. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I know that I didn't say that I didn't want to do the pod.
Yeah, you were like, hell nah, let's wait.
I did not say that. If I said that
next week. Next week.
That's what you would say. And then
I didn't say next week. It's not me. Why is it me?
Hey, the tables have turned.
It's not me.
How the turntables have turned.
Anyways, we didn't do it for the past 2 months, and then the last 2 weeks, we didn't do it. Which they were trying to do it the weekend of when we didn't have the shit to do it. Because we had a roommate.
We were robbed.
We had a roommate that lived
here.
They
broke in.
They took my batteries.
We had a roommate that lived here, and he let us borrow all his cables for our mics. And he left. He moved out. So we didn't have the cables until today.
Yeah,
they were trying to get us to buy, or Iceman was trying to get us to buy $60 cables.
Bitch! I told you the $10 table. But no.
Anyways, a lot has happened recently.
Like what? Bitch, I'm asking you a question.
I know you're asking me a question.
Since they haven't been updated, the past week we couldn't do one because we were out of town, which was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, we were out of town last weekend as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun trip.
It was cool. Yeah.
We went to Italy and France.
Bulgaria.
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 In Poland. Make sure to stop by Poland.
What the fuck is that
at? Man, now you can visit Anne Frank's attic, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I want to go visit her attic.
Why?
I don't know. Like, it's just one of those things that you want to do. You know what I mean?
I think it would sound cool. I feel like if you went, I wonder if you would, like, I guess, feel something. You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure you will.
Yeah. Like, I want to see it because I want to be like, because how many people lived in the attic? It was like her, her dad, her mom.
Bro, a 5-star hotel?
What?
No. What though?
Was it? No.
It, no, it definitely was not.
It was a like a 2x2 fucking attic.
Yeah.
I want to.
This man not educate himself on it. Yeah, you learned about it. There's no way.
Yeah. How did they use the restroom and stuff though? Is my question.
They had to walk down.
Buckets and helmets.
I don't remember.
Helmets.
It's been so long.
It was
long.
World War II.
What a helmet! What? They were shitting in helmets.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. You could look part. You could probably look it up.
Yeah.
Pots.
That's I was wondering, is it Auschwitz?
What did Anne Frank poop in? Google it.
Oh my god.
Yes. Google. And no, towels.
Towels?
Towels? In the house? On the house?
In the house? On the house?
What? Code Red quit the podcast.
She didn't quit the podcast.
No, she's just sitting out for this one because I am retarded and forgot to buy an extra cable.
She's mad.
Yeah, she's hella, she's pissed.
She hella pissed. Mad.
She was so mad. She just said, "I'm gonna sit this one out."
She turned red.
She turned red.
She turned red hot Cheetos.
Red hot Cheetos. Hey, are those blue Cheetos real?
Yes. Yeah. I think that's the thing they've been working on. But they, because I used to know some. Remember, you know the jalapeno ones, the jalapeno cheddar ones.
Yeah, those are nasty. Okay.
Yes, those. I used to get them before they came out because I knew someone who his dad used to work for the Lay's company. Mm-hmm. And they would, he would give, those were a test, and they would just give them out.
What did it say? What did the online sources say about where Anne Frank shit?
Yeah, what did the online sources say?
Yeah, what's the online sources?
She don't want to say nothing.
Yeah, what's
the like a small house.
But didn't they live in the attic?
Dude, I'm pretty sure they just shit wherever they could, you mean?
No, they had a bathroom.
In the attic?
Oh my gosh, yes.
No, they didn't.
Bro, that's a fancy ass.
Oh,
I thought it was just a straight attic.
Yeah, damn. Straight attic.
Like, motherfucker, you know what I mean? Like, there was nothing up there. You just go up there and store like old books and shit. I don't know,
like boxes and shit.
Yeah.
It was like a secret little hidden part
in
the house.
Oh, how do you what? Who built it?
Anne Frank.
Anne Frank built it. That's fucked up.
But yeah, we also really haven't been keeping up with too much.
Yeah, we have.
With conspiracy wise. Okay, tell me something that you kept up with. Come on, please.
He just
please.
Asked at the beginning.
I know. Hey, but, a lot has went on.
Hey, Evergreen?
The Polar Express? The ship? Bitch.
Evergreen.
The ship.
The ship that got stuck.
The ship that got stuck in the channel.
Over there in fucking India.
Africa.
Africa.
Yeah.
Was it Africa?
It's between Africa. Oh. Yeah.
What
is there to talk about? What the fuck are we getting?
Oh.
It made the stock market drop.
Yeah, it made. It's affected a lot of stuff. Oh, and I mean,
because
I haven't
literally
read it.
The most important canal.
Yeah. Ever. I haven't read it. I haven't read too much into it. I just saw it briefly today. And I want to see if it's connected because they posted a picture about it. But apparently, they're. I don't know how they connected that dude from Nexium to it, the guy that got arrested.
Ooh.
For the cult thing that was he was doing lady from Smallville, I think is her name,
uh-huh.
from that show.
Uh-huh.
What's his name?
I don't remember something his name. I
know Rainier.
That was like 2 years ago or a year ago, wasn't it?
They were connecting him to it somehow. I don't know how it's connected. I don't know.
That's weird.
I didn't really look into it. I just saw the pictures of they were like saying something about Nexium and then Evergreen and it had the boat. It was weird.
That's weird.
Oh, and Biden's trying to pass fucking gun laws. You know,
man,
he's trying to he's trying to pass Congress. He's doing the executive orders.
Yeah,
on
you can't. There's no. You can't do that.
He's trying to.
I don't think there's a way you can do that,
man.
Yeah,
they can only do.
I don't believe in gun control.
I don't believe in either.
Oh yeah, and then we have every damn powerhouse out there challenging Biden because he's one of the weakest president we've had in like a million years. Yes, he doesn't know what he's doing.
No, he doesn't.
He's it's like he's a puppet. Somebody's literally.
He's a puppet.
It's so blatant. Dude, why did. It's.
What? I'm agreeing with you.
He's just repeating everything he's saying. Did you see that thing that fucking Putin called him out? To a political debate?
Political debate.
Yeah.
And so did.
Political debate?
China, no. Who else didn't? Oh, North Korea was talking shit too.
Oh, because of the missile stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to get bombed. Fuck yeah, it.
We're not going to get bombed. I can't believe you even.
Hey, I don't blame you.
To even consider that. I mean, they have bombs. They have bombs capable of reaching to Florida, but that's as far as it can go.
Bitch, have you seen the fucking Tsar bomb from Russia? It could fucking create half of.
That's not North Korea.
I said Russian.
We're talking about Korea.
No, but remember that thing that I told you?
Oh, about the spy plane?
The freaking spy plane got shot down.
Oh, yeah.
What?
In the Gulf, yeah. The spy plane got shot down and it washed up ashore. I forgot where.
But they don't know who shot it down.
It washed up ashore to Florida.
How did they know it got shot down, but they don't know who shot it down?
There was bullets in the...
Well, yeah, it's shot down. Like, you can tell that fucking motherfucker shot at it.
Yeah, it was shot down in the Gulf. Yeah. Our Gulf, right?
Yes. Oh, our Gulf of Mexico.
Yes.
And, but they don't know who shot it down.
They don't know who shot it down.
I mean, how are you going
to... So they were tracking this.
No. So, like, they literally had a spy plane in the air. It got shot
down.
Who
had a spy plane?
Us.
Oh, and it got shot down?
It got shot down.
Oh, shit. Hey. So, that has to be a mistake. There has to be a mistake there.
It got shot down, though.
Yes.
They came out
and said it. By an unknown source.
Yes.
Pizza's here.
Shut up.
Aliens.
Bro, I'm just letting you know the pizza's here.
Man. This motherfucker. Pizzagate.
Pizzagate.
Looking ass. Nah, but yeah, they got shot down, and they're saying that it could be the start of a war.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crossing. Is how far into the Gulf? It's 100 miles.
Well,
isn't it?
It got shot down in the Gulf, and it floated ashore, so into they don't Florida. Know exactly where or what. But
yeah.
Damn, sure. But that is an act of
war.
It has to be, right?
Maybe.
It is.
What if it was a Turks who shot it down?
The but Turks? It could. I don't know. It could be. Hey, wait. Who knows? What if it's all a setup to go to war with somebody?
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
they're setting it up.
Hey, my prediction's coming true.
The United States, who has apparently the best
military,
you know, military and everything all around it, how could something get shot down so close to us and they'd have no idea who did it?
Hey, maybe we shot it down ourselves. Who knows?
That's exactly what I'm saying. We shot it down ourselves.
Yeah.
Shot it down. So we could set up
blame
a war with. Yeah, we could set up a war with somebody else.
Just like Bush did.
Just like Bush.
Damn. Yeah, you're
Bush's
right.
Bush's beans.
Bush's beans. Y'all tricked me.
You tricked them.
What?
About Bush's beans?
Oh. That's an old... I don't know how many podcasts ago we did that.
Was like two. Three.
God damn.
No, I think it was a little bit more than that.
Nah, it's probably like two or three.
I want to get into aliens, so... We need to do an alien pod.
The Graves?
We can come back and do that next week.
Yeah, hell yeah. Next week, alien pod.
We kind of dropped in just to give an update.
Of what we've been at, what we've been up to. We've kind of just been... It's been pretty busy.
It's kind of like the last time whenever we had like stopped doing it for like 6 months.
Yeah.
We kind of just stopped. And it was weird. I don't know why I stopped. I think I was just... I've been pretty busy, I think. Kind of. I think I've been pretty busy, so I haven't been able to focus more on that side. And then I like editing those last two podcasts. I didn't really have the motivation to try them, so I just like decided to put them to the side for a little bit. But then it just happened for
so
way
it's
too
your
long.
Fault.
No, okay, but also the last two podcasts we did, these dudes.
We were spitting nothing but facts.
No, they weren't. There was so much I had to edit out. It was crazy.
What you got to say, pickle dude?
Pickle dude? Oh, no. It's the dude, not pickle dude. Get him right.
Get it right or get it tight.
It's the bod.
The bod. The bod. I'm just happy that the bod came back on the No Mercy pod.
Yeah, I'm glad he's back, too.
Hell yeah. Damn.
Yeah. No, but... Hey, I do want to get back into aliens. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about aliens.
How can we have aliens if space isn't real?
What?
That's honestly, what
we're going to get into that. Look, you don't need space to have aliens.
Yeah, you don't need space to have aliens.
Yeah, you don't need
space. Aliens could be interdimensional. Yeah,
they could just be here on Earth, too. Hey, we could be aliens, too. You don't know.
Hey, he got the big nose. He could. He could be one of those species.
Man, fuck you. I'm that fucking alien from Star Wars. How's he talk?
The one with the wings?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, fuck you. That's not funny. This is funny.
You were laughing, too.
That's the one that made the joke. God damn. But yeah. interdimensional beings. You don't need space. They could be from another dimension.
All you need is time.
Are you still on the space is fake?
I'm still. Oh, I don't know. Flat earther. I'm still.
Are you still a flat earther?
I still don't. Okay, well, no.
Dent in his head.
Yes, no. I still believe in flat earth. But I don't believe the spherical earth. But I'm leaning more towards, I guess, what you would consider the flat earth. I don't believe the circle. I don't believe it.
So you just believe it's something else?
I just believe it's something else.
When we go deep sea fishing, I hope we fall off then.
Hey, you can't fall off because no one's ever reached the end.
Yeah.
We'll reach it.
It's going to be like.
You can't.
Well, apparently there's ice caps that block it, but.
There's ice caps.
Let's travel.
Hey.
We can't cross the Antarctica, though.
We're
going to
start GoFundMe so we could.
It's like that dude who went exploring in Antarctica, right? He said he's the first dude who ever fucking went across Antarctica to travel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly the first dude. I forgot his name is. This motherfucker walked from, like, what you would consider Texas to, like, New York.
Yeah.
And he said he traveled all of Antarctica.
It's literally impossible. Like, by foot.
And
by
he said
foot.
He did it by himself, tugging along this fucking... this little sled thing with all this fucking equipment. How the fuck are you going to do that?
I mean, I believe you could do it, but...
In Antarctica with all them blizzards?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't sound too impossible. I mean, people climb Mount Everest.
And they died.
Yeah, a lot of people died.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people lived.
And they almost died.
But this... they're going up.
Okay, go.
So they did shit in buckets.
Technically.
No, they did not.
You just said they did.
Why are you getting so upset over them shitting in buckets?
Sorry, we're in the...
Because these are people that died.
Yeah, it's very true.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Rip it and Frank.
R.I.P.
Don't ever do that again. This man bumped his chest twice and then sent the peace sign out.
No,
back. She was a trooper, though.
What were we talking about Antarctica for?
Yeah.
Oh, because the guy that supposedly fucking walked across the entire span of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could be possible.
I don't think he did it.
I don't know.
No, they tracked him. And what he walked was like what you would consider from here to like New York.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And he said, I went across all Antarctica.
Yeah, I don't think he could go all the way across. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that walk that you're saying he did, which is from...
I mean, it could have been possible, yeah. But he's claiming he did all of Antarctica.
No, there's no way, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no way. They said it's literally impossible to walk on. And then they have... It's crazy. It has like freaking ice mountains everywhere, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's no way.
The ice caps that nobody's ever been past. You're not allowed to go past.
The Alps.
You're not allowed to go past.
Yeah, I don't know. Man, I want to go to Antarctica.
Let's go.
We're going to start a GoFundMe page.
But it's crazy because you can't go there. You have to either go there by boat.
Or you have to go tour.
Or you have to go like by, I think it's like this little plane. That
yeah, you
takes
take
you
a
there.
Plane, yeah.
It's a little small plane or by boat.
That's how all the politicians and actors get there.
Which is weird that a lot of them visited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We could get a little plane to hijack. Mm-hmm.
Shit, I want to get attacked by a polar bear.
But when you think about it too, wouldn't you want to go
hand
out
you
there?
A Coca-Cola.
Huh? Wouldn't you want to go out there if you could?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying I want to go. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, do want to see. Where is that place where you see that Aurora Borealis thing?
I have no idea.
The Northern Lights?
Yeah, the Northern Lights.
Oh, everywhere.
The Aurora Borealis.
It's in Alaska.
Anywhere like above.
Bro, I want to go to Alaska too. We should go to Alaska.
Hey.
Yeah, let's go
to Alaska.
You ain't down to go to Alaska.
We got
to
fly.
Hey, whenever they leave,
hey, next
we'll
weekend.
Go. Yeah.
We'll go to Alaska.
Hey, yeah, next weekend we'll go to Alaska. All
right.
Yep. And the zoo.
And we'll go work at those salmon places.
To earn the money to come back.
Yeah.
Well, I know they pay you to go live over there in Alaska.
Yeah, because an omelet is like fucking $13.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit low.
What?
I think they're looking at.
I want to go to Alaska because I've also heard about this fucking little. It's like
Alaska,
this abandoned.
I heard about abandoned.
Oh
my goodness! Fuck you, bitch.
Don't a lot of people get lost or get kidnapped there?
No, that's a different.
They get killed.
Missing?
What
I mean,
the fuck?
I'm missing.
Yeah, there's that little town where people go missing.
I heard about Anchorage. They said it's a shithole. I hope I don't offend nobody that lives in Anchorage if they listen to this. Because I've heard a lot of people saying that it's like the worst place
to live.
Yeah.
What? No. There's I forgot what it's called. That's where the movie The Fifth Kind or whatever.
Oh, the one about the aliens?
Yeah. That it's based off of that place, but
bro, that's
real,
crazy.
It's a real thing.
That's crazy. Yeah. You know about the alien things about The Fifth Kind? How there's like the five levels of experiences with aliens, which is the first kind, the second kind, the third kind, the fourth kind, and the fifth kind is the worst one.
Yeah. Where you actually get in contact with them, or what?
Yeah, where they, like, fuck you up.
Yeah.
The first one is just, that movie, that movie that, what is based on, that lady, have you seen the actual pictures of her?
Yeah.
She looks just like that, like the actor.
Yeah, my brother sent me the code, or not the code, the thing to his Amazon Prime subscription. Yeah, my brother made a good point, which was weird. He told me that all of these crazy conspiracy...
Why is it weird that he made a good point?
No. Well, it was a weird point that he made. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which was that all of these crazy, like, conspiracy movies...
Or on Amazon Prime?
No, I'm getting there. All these... Yeah, well, technically, yeah, you're right. But yeah, he told me that all of these crazy, like, conspiracy movies and all of these, like, things that have to do with, like, major, like, not conspiracy... Well, I guess what you consider conspiracies and all of these weird points. A lot of these movies, they're all only available on Amazon Prime. And you can't really watch them anywhere else.
That is kind of weird. Yeah. But Amazon is technically a free market, right? Like, anybody can put anything they want on there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it was the whole... It's Amazon, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is kind of like... That's what made it weird to me. That they allow that type of stuff being pushed, you know?
Yeah.
Which is... I don't know. But yeah, he sent it to me because he told me to watch this movie, which is... Encounters of the... I don't know if it was the fifth kind or the fourth kind or something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I've heard of it.
He told me to watch it, and he said that shit was crazy.
He sent me a clip
because he said this is a clip from the actual people that were recording it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they saw the actual alien standing behind them. Look.
Just a brief intermission.
Look. It was standing behind that dude.
Oh, shit. That's a thing standing behind him.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but it was weird because he told me that the guy that made the movie, I don't know if it was him or who else my brother was telling me about, but he told me that the guy that was involved with the movie, that his dad was murdered for something. That he was working on something, and his dad was killed, and that's what pushed him to make the movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to go a million places all at once. That was weird. Like, I want to talk about different things.
Yeah.
But you saying that about some guy's dad getting killed, I know a dude that he...
Is that guy killed by aliens?
No, his dad mysteriously... died one day.
Yeah.
But he found out that he worked for, like, the CIA, the DEA, and...
No.
He was in a big circle ring.
Yeah.
Like, they have his paperwork and stuff, like, that he had left behind.
Yeah.
And shit like that. But, yeah, it's kind of weird.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and, like, he's, like, untrustworthy of the government. Like, he doesn't like posting anything. He uses, like, 20 different fake emails.
God damn.
For real, like, straight up.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
What the fuck?
Damn,
that's insane.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. That's weird. I want to meet an alien.
I want to be encountered by something.
You want to be encountered by something?
Yeah.
These nuts.
Fuck you, bitch.
I don't know. I was also gonna say, isn't it kind of like what if like non living things can.
Mm-hmm.
Go between dimensions too.
Yeah, like a plant? Well, I wanted to talk about the whole... I'm pretty sure you guys heard of the whole Skinwalker Ranch thing, right?
Yeah.
Skinwalkers.
Well, do you know that... Well, from what I've heard and read...
Skinwalkers.
On the ranch, the people that were... that were originally there.
Yeah.
And then you know how they brought out scientists and all of this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, two scientists were there and they confirmed it because they talked about these weird beings that would mess with them.
The orbs?
Oh, yeah. I think I remember you mentioning that.
Yeah, and then two of the scientists... They were there. None of the scientists hired there really believed in anything like paranormal or like extraterrestrial or stuff like that because they're scientists. They're there to prove it, right? And then two of them, a lot of the scientists that work there now, they kind of believe that science can't really explain a lot of stuff because two of them had seen this thing where they saw this weird, what looked like a gap or like this weird warp open up in this field and this weird black creature thing like crawled out of it. And then ran into the forest.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's how they described it. And then before that, they had the people that lived before them, or the people that lived there before them, had also talked about how there were these weird, like, humanoid black, like, what looked like they were made out of, like, not smoke, but, like, electricity.
Uh-huh.
And they would, like, look like human beings. Like, they had the shape of a human, and they would fuck with them. And that they would, like, come out of these weird little portals and stuff. Mm-hmm. But they talked about how they were beings from another dimension that were coming in and out from these little, like, gaps.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, too, like, science is physical things you can touch, feel, yeah, stuff like that. Interdimensional is different. Like, yeah. That's all, like, spiritual, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird to think about.
But it's crazy, dude, because when you think about it, like, all of these, like, different dimensions and shit like that, like, if that shit's real, dude, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I want to know if it's real, too. I mean, they've confirmed. I mean, time is a dimension.
I don't believe in time.
Time is just a concept.
It is a concept.
Yeah.
But it does move. That's why things age.
Well, how do you know it moves? Oh, it?
Things age.
How do...
Yeah, things age.
Age is just
through time.
Well, how do you
age
know
is
it's
the
time?
Deterioration of something.
Yeah, like y'all.
What?
What?
You're old as shit.
Hell no.
I mean, time is just something we constructed, but yeah, it is kind of real. Maybe not in the way we think about it, but yeah, it is real. Like, things age, things die. You know, there's night and
no,
day.
No. Yes, I know, Gigi, but it's not really, to me, it doesn't really feel like time is a thing. Like, yeah, things
neither
like...
There are days. Days aren't a thing.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I consider time and days like the same thing. Like, it's not really something that's there. It's something that you use just to measure. It's like a measurement.
Yeah.
That's how I consider
it. It's like a tool.
Yes.
Fucking tool.
I wish I was that jellyfish, though, that would, you know, like reverts back to a baby.
What?
Yeah, it's a jellyfish, and then whenever it gets too old, it reverts back to a
polyp.
Oh,
yeah, it turns itself back into
a polyp.
Yeah,
and
like
then
a little
from
baby.
A polyp, and then it goes back into a
does its jellyfish. Life all over again, and then it just reverts
see, like,
back to a baby.
How? Like, that's evolution, dude.
It's not evolution. He's been living forever.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, things had to go by for it to evolutionize in that way.
How come
I mean?
We couldn't evolve that way?
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to say.
What if we are?
And we're not.
We're not. Dude, we haven't evolved in like
what if
how
that's
many
reincarnation?
But that's crazy because when you think about it, so evolution was real, right? It makes no sense because how did we jump from in 2,000 years? How did we go from being primates to where we are now?
That's what I was saying.
We didn't evolve. No, science can't explain it. They came out and said we can't explain that 2,000 year gap.
We just got lucky
because I mean they
talk about that there was
smashed the right rock against the right rock.
They all literally said
it
like
fire.
What did they say? We're made of fucking stardust and some shit.
That's what I want to know. How the fuck did we find out fire, and then how did it go widespread?
That's what I'm saying. They're saying
they hit the right rocks.
No,
together.
They said they can't explain the gap. No, we already had fire. We already had all of that stuff.
If we were spread out as they're saying we are, and we were like primitive as we were, and we were just little things that would go around all the time. How did they find out? Like, if you're gonna come across, like, let's say you're a primitive species, and you came across another primitive species camp, and there's like fire. There's like a, it's not fire, but it's, you know, just charcoaled.
Yeah.
How the fuck you gonna know to make a fucking fire? I mean, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. But no, they're talking about like the gap between the evolution of man, which was how did we get from cavemen to like the stone age? Not the stone age, but like the iron age.
Yeah.
They say they can't explain it.
Time travel.
Yeah, that
that's the thing. They're saying
monolith thing kind of makes sense.
Well, they're saying because there's a 2,000 year gap that they can't explain, because in that those 2,000 years we supposedly evolved what would take 2 million years. So, 2 million years was pretty much crushed down to 2,000 years, and they're saying that they can't explain it. And the only way they can explain it, if they can, is if that there was some kind of intervention from something else.
That's still evolving, though.
So how do you explain it, though? How would you?
Yeah, I mean, like, it could
no, but they've.
It could be interdimensional.
They deny
stuff. It could be.
That's what I'm saying.
It could be time travel.
So you're saying that
like
something
no,
otherworldly.
The right, they also deny rapid evolution, but it's also.
He said the rock thing again. We think Mr. Blue likes rocks now.
Yeah.
He did play with the rocks.
I'm a geologist.
Kid. Well, you're a mathematician.
He said geologist. Oh.
Did you say mathematician?
Mathematician?
What? How'd you get that from?
Okay, continue your
Highness.
I mean, I
What? What'd he say?
He said, Your Highness.
Your Highness. He's not even
Your Finest.
But yeah, rapid evolution is a thing.
No, I know, but I'm saying they even scientists, they've come out and said they can't explain it. So but yes, the whole rapid evolution thing, I understand.
Isn't widely accepted.
No, I know.
Like,
I know,
that,
I understand.
That isn't accepted, even yes. though there's case by case.
It's like the monkey thing I was telling you about. The rafting monkeys.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's get back into that. Or let's get into... Well, how? What do you... You said they found these monkeys that were supposed to be on this side of the world.
Okay, so on another side of the world. In South America, they found these monkeys that were never found before anywhere else. The only other place they had ever been found was Africa. So they can't... They don't know how these monkeys got from Africa to South America. And the only way they can explain it is they said that a piece of land, a small piece of dirt, broke off of the continent, trapping some monkeys. Like a piece of dirt the size of this room. Broke off.
So like a piece of land that just floated away.
Yeah, it's like if a piece of dirt floated away, like the size of this room.
I mean, it's not really a piece of dirt. It had to be a big ass piece of land that just floated
away. No. They're talking about a little piece of land. They're talking about
a little piece of, a big ass piece of land. It's not going to be that little.
No. They're saying a little piece of land with a few trees.
What is
three trees? They said specifically 3 to 4 trees.
Why are they being so specific?
That's what I'm saying. They're saying a small piece of land with a couple of monkeys.
3 to 4 trees.
3 to 4 trees that had it. Okay, but then they also explained it, which I didn't know this, that monkeys in times of hardship, they eat dirt. Yeah, so they say that in times of hardship, monkeys, to get nutrients and to get, like, to survive, they eat, like, just clumps of dirt from the ground. They'll just literally, like, scrape up dirt and just eat it.
That's weird. I didn't know
to
that.
To keep themselves alive. What the fuck? Oh. Yeah, it's weird, right? But then, okay, so they're saying that these monkeys somehow were stuck on the... When it broke off, they stayed on it. Mm-hmm. And they floated out into the ocean. All right? And they rafted. So they stayed on these little makeshift rafts. And they ended up in South America.
I mean, the idea doesn't seem far off. But why are they being so specific about it?
Okay, explain to me how it doesn't seem far off.
I could see a piece of land floating off and just...
With a couple monkeys on it?
Yeah. I could see that happening.
You've never seen...
Casually...
You've never seen drift islands?
No, yes. I know about drift islands, yes. But a small piece of land the size of this room... No, casually drifting.
That's what I'm saying. You're going based off of their thing. I'm not saying that's completely true.
They're the ones that are telling me.
I know.
Yes.
But that could be a thing.
They're the scientists. They're the scientists who discovered it.
I know that the scientists. Man. I'm just saying that a scenario like that could happen. Uh-huh. Maybe not in the scale that they're talking about. I would think in a bigger scale. Like,
yeah.
Because there's no way it would be like that small and these monkeys.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Well, I wouldn't think they would be that small. But maybe it could be. Who knows?
Maybe the monkeys aren't that big.
I know monkeys aren't that big. No shit. They're
because they considered those old world monkeys. Because then there's new world monkeys.
Yeah, that know how to drive cars.
No, that's not.
New.
Have you seen a monkey drive the car?
Yes.
Bro, I seen a monkey drive a boat.
I seen a monkey drive a motorcycle.
New world probably monkeys. Crossed the thing with a boat.
New world monkeys going back for their old world friends.
Oh my god.
Okay, no, new world monkeys are monkeys with tails.
Yes.
Those are new world monkeys. So old world monkeys like were the ones. Those are considered old world monkeys. Something without a tail is an old world monkey.
Like us?
In a sense, yeah.
We're monkeys.
Are baboons considered monkeys?
Just disproved.
I would say so.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they're monkeys.
What would they be considered then?
I don't know. I'm going to look that up.
A gorilla?
A gorilla?
No, those are apes. Those are apes. Right. They're different.
Would it be considered
monkeys,
an ape?
Monkeys are different from apes.
Yeah, apes.
Baboons, are they like a classification of its own?
Yeah, baboons.
Bro, baboons are fucking crazy.
Yeah, they have red butt cheeks. You up.
Red butt cheeks. But yeah, so... They also explain that it's kind of impossible for the rafting thing. There's two scenarios to it, right? Mm-hmm. There's two scenarios to it. I'm not saying that it's not impossible, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. it seems, the way they explain it...
Far-fetched.
But one of the explanations seems pretty plausible. The one that they say that I don't believe is, they think, because they also explain why it's impossible, which is, they would have gotten so lucky that the currents and everything didn't shift their positions anywhere else to where they were spinning in circles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like they had perfect conditions to where there was no current, no nothing, so for them to just go straight there. And then there would have to been no storms, no rain, nothing that would have capsized the piece of land. They would have had to have enough food and water to survive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And let's say, even against all odds, they fucking survive the storms, everything. They land in South America, right? Mm-hmm. What strength would they have to go find any type of new source of food and not considering other predators that would have fucked them over?
Rapid evolution. I would argue with evolution.
So they landed on there and they just rapidly evolved?
Yeah. they can evolve within 10 years.
But I'm saying...
It's generational.
Let's say there's like 4 monkeys on the thing, right?
Yeah.
You're going to tell me all 4 of these monkeys survived the trip.
But did they see where they landed? Or like?
No, they don't know where they landed. They just found the skeleton in the middle of South America.
So they died.
Yeah, they died, yeah.
They died off eventually. But
they eventually died off, but they don't know
how. But they're finding them in South Africa.
Yeah, they're finding the skeletons there, but they don't know how they got there. The other explanation, which sounds more believable, is...
Poachers?
No, not poachers. No, this was before.
Poachers didn't exist.
Yeah, this was way back then. This is like 200 million years ago.
That they found the skeletons?
Yeah.
No!
No, bro. Oh,
these monkeys existed 200 million years ago. They existed in Africa, but they found them in South America.
Yeah. So these monkeys that were believed to only be alive in Africa were found in South America, but they don't know how they got there. So the explanation is, there's another one, which is the one where I think you talked about it, which was everything was connected and they just walked along.
Pangaea?
Yeah.
Yeah, in a sense, yeah. They walked along there and they got to what South America is today.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that doesn't make sense is that those monkeys didn't exist during the time of Pangaea.
No, I'm not saying it's Pangaea.
No, I know what you mean.
I know Antarctica and fucking Alaska. I mean, Antarctica, fucking Russia, the end of Russia and Alaska.
No,
they're
both
interconnected.
No, I know what you mean, but they're saying that the time periods that was these monkeys were supposedly alive, everything was already broken off.
I don't know. It's
yeah,
weird
no, but then the one where they're saying the one that's the most plausible is the multiple. What did they call it? It's called like the multiple. They were not drafting. They were fucking rafting, right? But they did it multiple times. So let's say they somehow landed on an island somewhere in the middle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then from that island, they drifted off to another island. And then from that island, they drifted off to another island. And eventually, just drifting from island to island, they got to South America.
So, but okay, did they make these rafts to drift? Is that what
That's what I'm saying. That's another thing I'm trying to think about, you know?
And then whenever I was telling you about it, I also explained like that... We were more intelligent before,
yes.
But we're like so primitive and savage that mm-hmm. we would literally just destroy anything of any other civilization and kill them off and lose all that.
But
knowledge.
We're not talking about cavemen, though. We're talking about monkeys.
I know, but I'm talking. It could be the same. It could be the same thing. They might have been something that was evolving to be, you know, mm-hmm. smart enough.
Yeah.
But then, you know, there was another thing that came in and destroyed them.
Yeah.
By us.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because then when you think about it, like all of these like old civilizations and stuff, the way they were built, they would have needed specific tools, but mm-hmm. they were just like working with copper shit, and no copper tool could have built anything that was built around that time.
Aren't they finding tools that are like way off from the time that they're saying we made the tools, like way before?
Supposedly. Like there was that caveman, I don't know if you guys remember on that podcast we were listening to, I forgot the name of the podcast was, but they were talking about this caveman. The one where they found his ass cheeks sticking out of the ground. You remember?
Yeah,
he's not even. Yeah, he's not even paying attention.
There were the hikers that were fucking.
Yeah, they were walking around and they just found a pair of frozen ass cheeks sticking out. Yeah, they found a pair of frozen ass cheeks sticking out of the ground.
They're like, that's not right.
Yeah, and they dug it up.
That's
and
hairy as fuck.
Yeah, and then they found this like caveman guy that was like from like the fucking like ancient times, right? And he was like a cursed fucking. Caveman because all the people involved around him ended up dying mysteriously.
No, but it's because they set up his death, remember?
No. Well, it's because they think that his spirit wanted to get revenge or something because the people who found him died, the people who excavated him out died, the people who put him in the museum died. Yeah. And then they died of like heart attacks and all this other crazy stuff. But the thing is, on him, they found a copper axe that supposedly around the time that he was alive. They should have not had the knowledge to make any type of copper weapons or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they found a copper axe on them.
Oh, and then that's just like old civilizations. Like, they're finding things of, like, balls of light coming down and, like, you know,
yeah,
giving them things or blessing them. And mm-hmm. that's kind of how we're, like, God comes into play, right?
Yeah.
They all describe it the same thing. It's like a ball of light.
Mm-hmm.
But they always have, like, a hand sticking out that's, like,
yeah.
giving them something. They don't show what it is, but
yeah.
those are the depictions. Oh, that we,
speaking of that, there's the thing from Egypt. It's called the... what's the chariot called? It's called the hero something.
I have no idea.
Damn, what's the chariot? There's a chariot in... it's on the hieroglyph, on the hieroglyphics. They call it the hero, the hero something. But it's what... hold on, let me look it up. Dang, I forgot what it's called, but it's the name of that little saucer that they have on the hieroglyphic. It's the name of that saucer, but a car company, I think it wasn't Mitsubishi, something named their car brand after that little, that specific hieroglyph. I'm trying to remember which car dealership it was.
Kia? Subaru? Chevrolet? Ford?
I want to say it was Mitsubishi.
Fiat? Honda?
Maserati?
No.
Nah, that's Italian.
Alfa Romero?
LaCrosse?
Hold on.
LaCrosse? Did you say LaCrosse?
No.
Lotus?
I can't think of any.
I'm trying to find it. Hold on.
I'm holding.
Ford Focus?
I'm holding on.
Because there was a car dealership. There's a car brand that named their car after it.
No, it's just somebody. Some dude who made them.
Oh, my God. What the hell? Okay, talk about something else while I look for
it. Dude, we've been sitting here for like 3 minutes already.
Damn. Okay, I'll come back next pod and I'll remember it. But yeah, there's a specific hieroglyph. It's like a chariot, and there's a name for it. And it was a chariot that helped all of the Egyptians and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the name of it was something with an H. It was called the Hira something.
Hino?
And a dealership, I'm trying to remember which one it was. I want to say it was not Mercedes. I want to say it was...
The Hierophant?
No. I want to say it was Mitsubishi. Or who was it? There was a car dealership that named their brand, right, like, literally after. Like, it's like, if you translate it to something, it literally means the exact same thing. I'm trying to remember what brand it was, though. Dude, it's going to bother me, man. I'll find it, and I'll come back. But yeah, it was weird. Because it was the weird little saucer in the hieroglyphs. There was a specific name for it. I don't know if you guys have seen the hieroglyph that they found in, like, the jungle. That was, like, of a fucking nuke.
What?
Yeah, I think they said it was fake, but...
Hyundai.
Is it Hyundai? Yeah.
That's Hyundai. What I just said.
Was it Hyundai?
Yeah.
We just said Hyundai.
Did you find the name of the hieroglyph?
No. I'm looking right now.
We said Hyundai. That was the first thing...
Well, I didn't know it was
Hyundai. Red said. She said Hyundai.
For real?
Yeah, and I said it back to you, and you just said no.
Is it what?
No.
Hittite war chariots?
Let me see. No. It sounds similar to that. But yes, I think it was Hyundai. But there's a specific name that the chariot was called. It was called the Hero.
Yeah, I just looked up car company and named itself after Egypt, and the first thing that came up was Hyundai.
Did it say the name of the thing is the Hero something? Hiroshima. No, not Hiroshima. It was called the Hero something. Man, what the fuck is it called, dude?
Hyundai translates to modernity. Oh, whatever the fuck you say that word.
What translates to what?
Is that?
Modernity.
Dang, what the heck was it called, man?
Alright, fuck it. We need to wrap this up.
Hansha?
Because I know y'all are going to be crying about being hungry.
What? So long, cruel world.
Alright. No. I'll come back and I'll bring the name.
Okay.
Wrap it okay. up.
Hopefully his yeah. brain can
wrap it up.
What'd you say, motherfucker?
What?
You talking shit?
Yes.
All right, wrap it up. I'll come back.
Why are you telling me to wrap it up?
I'll come back next pod, and I'll have the name of it, and I'll bring back a little bit more of the story. But
if you give us 3,000 likes, we'll name the chariot name.
We'll name the chariot name.
No, we'll give the chariot name. That's what he said.
Oh,
if you give us 3,000 likes, we'll give the chariot name.
Yeah, give us 3,000 likes.
Like, people can't look it up. Hello, guys. If I can get 3,000 likes on this video...
Hey, follow me for part two of the podcast.
Yeah, hey, follow us for part two. Yeah. All right.
Anyway,
like all right. Fucking
no, yeah, let's wrap this up because I know y'all are hungry. I'm pretty hungry too.
All right. But well, yeah, this is just an
next
update.
Next week we'll come back. A little
alien
bit
talk. Alien talk next week.
Alien talk. 100% alien talk. This has been the Project Mystery Podcast. Goodbye.
Damn, fuck you, bitch.
Nah, I knew he was going to say it. All right, we'll start off with PH. Sign him off.
PH out. And about.
Iceman.
Bye.
The Aztec.
All right, see you guys next week.
And Mr. Blue.
I'm fucking tired.
He just say what up.
Yeah. Because he's not paying attention.
This man's
anyways, this is the dude, and we're done.
I'm tired. All right,
peace out. Peace out.